Jay Feldman, executive director of the environmental group Beyond Pesticides, noted that the EPA rejected a request by the state of Texas to allow the emergency, meaning non-registered, use of the herbicide propazine on 3 million acres of cotton due to the failure of glyphosate to kill some weeds, as well as concerns over water contamination. Feldman said approval of Enlist Duo would only be throwing a life preserver to growers and perpetuate a fatally flawed technology. Feldman and other GMO critics claim unrestricted use of genetically modified herbicides could conceivably create a disaster in the life-essential food chain. The problem of weed and insect resistance to pesticides was predictable when herbicide-tolerant and pesticide-incorporated plants were introduced, said Feldman. The promise of genetic engineering for these characteristics has failed as a sustainable practice, first with increasing glyphosate use, and now the collapse of the system. And the footprint of GMOs goes far beyond pesticides and the effects on individual crops. A recent study even indicated that GMO-engineered plants may be partly responsible for the release of carbon into the atmosphere, causing an increasingly warm environment. For some time, carbon emissions have been attributed largely to the human population, polluting SUVs and methane from flatulent cows. In 2014, a paper published in Yale University's Yale Environment 360 entitled "Soil as Carbon Storehouse: New Weapon in Climate Fight?" suggested that GMOs and attendant toxic pesticides and herbicides may also be a major cause of carbon release. According to scientists, more carbon resides in soil than in the atmosphere and all plant life combined. One report stated there are 2,500 billion tons of carbon in soil, compared with only 800 billion tons in the atmosphere and 560 billion tons in plant and animal life. When soil is damaged as a result of unsustainable agriculture practices, like planting millions of acres of GMO soy and corn, and the regular spraying with toxic pesticides and herbicides, large amounts of carbon are released into the atmosphere. In contrast to healthy soil, which naturally sequesters carbon and preserves it for the benefit of both humans and the environment, aggressive farming with the aid of GMOs leads to the release of greater amounts of carbon. Interestingly, one notable way of restoring soil is the planting of cannabis or hemp, which absorbs more CO2 than any other tree, shrub, or plant known to man. But growing cannabis remains illegal in the United States. Ratan Lal, director of Ohio State University's Carbon Management and Sequestration Center, reported that the world's cultivated soils have lost between 50 and 70% of their original carbon stock, much of which has oxidized upon exposure to air to become carbon dioxide, CO2.